Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Colbert continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Visit progressive.com to find out more. Now back to Tony D and Ron Colbert live from Vegas.
All right, we in the span of about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, we have seen Wayne Newton, we have seen
Ryan Babel.
Ryan Babel, and now Indianapolis Colts running back Zach Moss has stopped by.
And we're traveling around the world, too. We've gone from Vegas to World Cup soccer to back to home.
Indianapolis / Salt Lake City, former Utah Ute Zach Moss. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. All right. This season with the Indianapolis Colts, I hate using the term surprise because it just comes from me. You guys are obviously understand what the work is that put into it. How do you describe the season of your team losing Anthony Richardson but getting Gardner Minshew into a position to lead your team to be successful?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't have really, big expectations for our team coming into that year. Obviously, starting by the rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, coming off of a season of only winning four games. So
right.
A lot of uncertainty there. But, just being in that locker room every single day, you know what you have. You know, the guys that believe are with you, So, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a surprise. So we knew what we could do. We feel like we definitely left a lot of games out there. It could have been a lot better than where we were.
Sure.
And things like that. But, it was a great building block for, that team and the guys on the team. And, AR be back and he'll be healthy and things like that. And Gardner, stepped up huge for us all year. Led the team in a lot of different ways and things like that. And, guys just stepped up, all over the place. When it was injuries, guys being out or whatever it was, guys just did their job at a high level when it was asked.
You got that last game. It's a playoff game. Win, get in, and you don't make it. But in the end, how many days did it take before you guys go, very disappointed, but this is we're on the right track.
It's a work in progress.
There's some good things coming here.
No, you can see it every week.
Yeah.
And that was the message. Even when we lost certain games that were just tight games or we fell short or whatever, that was kind of the message. Just keep believing. We're right there. We're seeing, the improvements week day in and day out, week in and week out and all that type of stuff. And, after that game, last year, my first year in Indy, you could just kind of see the dismay. Everybody was just like, man, I'm happy it's over.
Yeah, right.
It was all right, whatever. lost six, seven games in a row, whatever it was, right? And this past season's, the way it ended, the way it ended sucks. But guys are way more upbeat, right? Way more proud of what they did and the way they went out there and fought week in and week out. Guys fight injuries, all that type of stuff. And, from that, just two different locker rooms the way it ended. Even though it ended at the same time, just two different locker rooms, the belief was way higher than, what it was that previous year.
Obviously, my perception and your perception are different. As you are a player, you are in the building every single day.
Yeah.
But just from my perception, it felt like here's Frank Reich and then Jeff Saturday. What are they doing? This doesn't make sense. To Shane Steichen, his rookie season. For you, how did you go, hey, listen, this is part of the deal.
Yeah.
I get new coaches. I get new situations. That's what's going to come the rest of my career. How did you process those 2 years in Indianapolis with three different head coaches and one that was like, try to right this ship because it doesn't seem to be on the right track.
Well, when you put it like that, 2 years, three different head coaches, it does sound even
right?
worse. I think, like I said, it's all about the players, sometimes. And, throughout all that, obviously I was there with Frank for probably a week. And then Saturday came in and, to his credit, he really did try.
Real quick, he's kind of a fun personality on TV, but what kind of coach was he?
No, obviously he was a really good player.
Yeah, really good player. Very good player.
For a very long time. So he understood the players, right? So it was very easy for guys to have conversations with him, very easy for him to just communicate with guys and kind of, go from that standpoint. So he knew what winning looks like at the same time, and he just felt like we weren't given that at that time and things like that. So, but to his credit, he really did try, and I think guys did respect him no matter if he had just come off of the set.
right?
Guys did respect him. But then, obviously when Shane came in, with his background, just coming from Super Bowl and kind of just doing the things he's been able to do in the league, guys bought in really quick. his no-nonsense approach. I mean, literally no-nonsense approach from day one. Guys bought in, and it was just beautiful to see that. Just, you know, just guys wanted to buy in and really do it and really get back to winning and being hungry and things of that nature. Because, honestly, you know, when I was in Buffalo, we played that same team technically almost to a T. A lot of those guys carried over in 2020. So I know a lot of these guys are winners. They've been in winning situations. They've been in the playoffs before and things like that. And, you know, now with having Shane there and having a lot of those guys still there, a lot of good vets there in the locker room, you know, they're doing a lot of really good things. And, like I said, I'm just happy to see AR get back healthy, man, and really get his thing rolling because he was about to start.
Yeah, I was going to lead into that because we didn't get to see a lot of him. But what we did see, we saw, okay, this was, you know, people thought, oh, it's going to be a project or whatever. What can you give us in terms of what you saw as a player, as an instrumental offensive player, for what he was as a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, a talent, like a real, real talent. Like a lot of guys have talent in the league, but that guy possesses something, you know, and I've played with Josh, right? And Josh is a talent, right? And AR has a lot of those traits, and he really wants to win, and he really, you know, works super hard, super humble. So he has a lot of those great characteristics that, you know, will mold you into becoming a winner and things like that. But, you know, just his arm talent, and he was just starting to understand the game at that level. He only had played really one whole year in college. So just seeing him kind of just put it together day by day throughout training camp, from OTA to training camp to the season, he was just getting better and better and understanding things and starting to put his own touch of his game into, you know, how the coaches wanted him to play and go out there and execute the playbook and whatever. So it's like to see it get cut short because I love out there with him. And, you know, it makes my job a lot easier when you're on the field with a guy like that. But, you know, like I said, I'm just really happy that he's going to be back there next year. He's going to be healthy and he's going to do his thing.
Real quick, your time in Buffalo, was it pleasant? Was it not? How did you experience? You weren't there that long, but
No, I was there 2.5 years. You know, from, you know, playing wise, it wasn't what I would have loved it to be.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of things go into that, different, you know, schemes, situations, you know, all that type of stuff. But you know, it definitely was a great time for me, just from being in the league, kind of just getting my feet wet, kind of understanding the league, being around great people. Because Buffalo has great people, you know, the guys I play with, the staff, coaches, all that type of stuff, just great people all around, great organization. And so from that standpoint, it was great. You know, personal standpoint, maybe not so great,
right.
But, you know, you learn things and you add that to wherever you go next in your life, and that's all I've been trying to do.
There you go. All right, Zach Moss, again, running back of the Indianapolis Colts. Great stuff, and again, a fun season for you guys, and again, Gardner Minshew became like a cultural phenomenon and everybody loved the story. But I'm glad you gave us some insight on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Because I think, again, you know, his what people projected him to be and what size and strength he has, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do next season, especially with you in the backfield.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He'll be there.
All right, real quick, what we got here to promote?
Yeah, Q-Collar. You know, Q-Collar is, you know, something that I've been wearing throughout this past season, and it's really good. It's great for player safety. Helps with the brain, and I think obviously with, you know, everything that goes on, the impact of football and, you know, just the constant battle between the lines and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, Q-Collar has been great for me, from, you know, just keeping me fresh, keeping me, you know, ready to go, and just promoting me for, you know, longevity in the league and life after football. You know, the brain is the hub. Can't do anything without the brain. So I love Q-Collar, man, and, you know, a lot of guys have started to wear it around the league and things like that. And, you know, any way you can find a way to get better, you know, it's perfect. It's like a seatbelt for your brain, right? You wouldn't get in the car, right, without wearing a seatbelt and things like that. So for me, it's great, especially with the position I'm playing. I get hit every play. I'm either taking a hit, doing a hit, something like that, and it's just protecting me day by day. And if I can go in the weight room and, you know, build up my body, right, I'm not really working my brain muscles. So this is something that just helps, you know, one piece of that, and it's part of my equipment.
Absolutely. Q Collar. And I'm looking it up now. Q30.com is where people can go to take a look at that and get the right size and to take a look at the innovation behind Q Collar. Zach Moss has got it here for you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Row.
Thank you.
Best of luck to the upcoming season.
Appreciate it.
And again, Q30.com is for Q Collar. And again, here we are at Radio Row with Sports Map Radio.